Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. I'm your host, and we are looking at a market that feels like it's holding its breath. We saw the indices drift lower to start the week, but underneath the surface, there is a very specific rotation happening. Tech is fighting hard to limit the damage.
That is exactly right. It's the classic pre-FOMC holding pattern. We have the Federal Reserve decision coming up on Wednesday, and nobody wants to make a massive bet before we see the dot plot. But looking at the tape, the Nasdaq managed to stay relatively flat because big tech stepped up. The S&P 500 drifted down about 0.4%, but if you strip out technology, the picture was much uglier. We saw communication services get hit hard, down nearly 2%.
Yeah, let's talk about that drag. You had Google and Meta taking it on the chin, but on the flip side, we have this massive story with Carvana. I mean, talk about a comeback kid joining the S&P 500.
It is a wild chart. Carvana surged over 12%. It is the ultimate validation for a company that was on the brink not too long ago. Mechanical buying from passive funds is going to kick in. But here is the trader's take. It faded hard into the close. It popped early, but couldn't hold the high of day. So while the headline is bullish, the price action suggests you need to be careful chasing it up here. The valuation is already pricing in a lot of perfection.
Speaking of drama, the media sector is heating up. We have a bidding war for Warner Brothers Discovery.
It is getting messy, and volatility loves a mess. You have Paramount Skydance throwing in an unsolicited all-cash offer, challenging the Netflix deal. Warner Brothers Discovery stock popped on the news. This is an arbitrage trader's playground right now, but for the average retail trader, it is high risk. I would stand aside and let the institutions fight over the scraps unless you are scalping the news flow.
Let's pivot to the macro picture. We are staring down the barrel of the Fed decision Wednesday. The consensus is a 25 basis point cut, but I'm hearing chatter about a hawkish cut. What does that look like for us?
A hawkish cut is the most dangerous setup for bulls right now. It means they cut rates by 25 basis points, but Powell comes out and basically says, don't expect another one for a long time. We saw yields creep up today. The 10-year note is sitting at 4.17. If that yield starts pushing toward 4.30, it is going to put a cap on this tech rally. We need yields to stabilize for the Nasdaq to break out above that 625 resistance level.
Okay, let's get tactical. We have some key levels on the board. Where are we drawing the lines in the sand for the S&P and the Qs tomorrow?
For the S&P 500, the line is 680. We have to hold 680. If we lose that, we open the door to more selling pressure. On the upside, 684 is the lid. We are stuck in this range. For the QQQ, support is at 620. If we hold that, we are okay. Resistance is tight at 625 to 626. We need a volume breakout above that to get excited. Until then, it is a chop fest.
Let's talk individual names. Despite the red day, we saw some continuation setups. Who is showing relative strength?
I am looking at AMD. It showed real character today. It closed strong near the highs, and buyers defended the 220 level aggressively. If we can clear 221.50, I think we see a push toward 225. The volume was expanding into the close, which is exactly what you want to see for a swing trade.
I see. Any other sectors catching your eye outside of chips?
Industrials are quietly grinding. Look at Eaton, ticker ETN. It held near highs all afternoon. It is not a flashy mover, but it is trending beautifully. Support is around 343. If it clears 344, it looks ready for blue skies. Also, keep an eye on CommScope, ticker COMM. It had a very strong close near the high of day. That is a classic continuation look for a mid-cap.
Now, we can't ignore the earnings deck. We have Oracle reporting Wednesday. Is that a buy ahead of the print?
Oracle is setting up as an anticipation play. The stock traded higher today, bucking the trend. Traders are positioning for a beat. But the bigger story might be Broadcom. They report later in the week, but the stock jumped today on rumors that Microsoft wants to shift custom chip business to them. That is a massive catalyst. Broadcom is trading like a leader right now. If you are playing chips, you look at NVIDIA and Broadcom first.
On the flip side, who was in the penalty box? I saw Tesla took a hit.
Yeah, Tesla got downgraded to equal weight. Valuation concerns again, it dropped over 3%. The chart is looking a bit heavy here. And I'd also be cautious with the home builders. They were weak today. The sector rotation is clearly moving away from rate-sensitive defensive names and back into high beta tech and growth.
Quick hits before we wrap up. What's the vibe on the consumer? We saw some retail names moving.
It's a mixed bag. You have stronger names like Bath and Body Works, ticker BBWY, which had a sharp ramp into the close. That looks like a breakout. But then you have general retail lagging. It is a stock picker's market. Do not just buy the sector ETF. You have to hunt for the specific names with relative strength.
All right, final takeaways for tomorrow's session. How are we approaching the open?
Stay nimble. Do not marry a bias until we clear 684 on the SPY. Watch the opening 30-minute range. If we see volume coming into AMD or Broadcom, ride the momentum. But if yields spike early, be quick to take profits. Cash is a position until the Fed speaks on Wednesday.
Great insights. We will be watching those levels closely. Thanks for tuning in to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. Good luck out there.